lot of people refer to their wives as my old lady, or my wife to her husband as my old man.
Okay, then what about your grandfather?
I call him granddaddy, or grandfather.
Okay. And
or grandpapa.
Or grandpapa.
Yeah, or either just plain papa.
Okay, and then what about your mother's, your father's mother?
I just call her grandma.
Grandma.
Or grandma, or... the kids now call her Meemaw. I call their grandmother Meemaw. My grandmother's dead, but they call her grandmother Meemaw.
Okay. If you have a baby and something with wheels on that you can put it in and it'll lie down, that's called a
carriage.
Okay. And if you put it in there, you go out and
you push it.
Okay.
You push the carriage.
Okay. You ever use walk the baby?
Yeah, you go out and walk the baby, or push the carriage, or something like that.
Okay. If you were talking about, let's say you had some kids, you might say that so-and-so is the youngest, and so-and-so is the what?
Oldest.
Okay.
Or the next to the oldest.
Okay. And if you didn't want to use oldest, but you wanted to use a phrase like grown up, okay, you would say that Joe was the what?
Joe was the firstborn.
Okay. Suppose you want to use grown up. Joe was the...
Was the most grown up.
Okay. Okay. And if you had children, your children would be your sons and your...
Daughters.
You know, or another way of saying it, they'd be your boys and...
Girls.
Okay. And if a woman's going to have a child, you say she's...
She's pregnant.
And other words for that?
She's PG.
Uh-huh.
She's pregnated. She's in a motherly way. She's with child. Yes, baby.
Okay. If you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, you'd have a somebody other than a doctor.
A nurse.
Okay. And if a boy and his father have the same appearance, say the boy
looks like his father.
Okay. And let's say they don't necessarily look alike.
Favors.
Favors. Okay. Would that refer to in terms of appearance, or would that?
He favors his father as far as appearance goes.
Okay. What about if their actions, if they acted the same, had the same mannerisms?
You could say favors his father in his father's actions, or he's similar to his father, or he patterns after his father.
Would you use resembles there, maybe?
I'd say resemble in the same way I'd say favor.
Okay.
Resemble, to me, seems like it would be as far as, like, looks.
Mm-hmm. What about takes after?
Yeah, he takes after his father. Now, that would be acting like, to me.
Okay. And if a mother has looked after three children until they've been grown up, you say she's
cared for.
Okay. Reared?
Yeah, she's reared those kids.
Okay. Or raised?
Raised, yeah.
Okay. If one of the kids has been really naughty, you might tell them, you better watch out or you're going to get a
beating.
Okay. Other ways of saying that?
You're going to get a beating, you're going to get a whipping, you're going to get a spanking, you're cruising for a bruising.
Okay. You say whipping. Would you ever say it whooping like that?
No, not whooping.
Okay.
I'd say whipping.
Okay. If one of the kids is 5 inches taller than this year than he was last year, you say he has...